An Eidechot, that's the parsha in the Torah. That when Eidechot says you owe money, you have to swear that you do not owe the money, so an Eidechot to be mechayv you is shvua, like we dashim. Lo yokim Eidechot bish, lecholov and lechokatis we dashim, who dare to come? Have a shvua come? But an Eidechot is strong enough to be mechayv and makes enough of a doubt to Bezdin that you have to swear. If so, Eidim shem mechayv you is a moment. When two Eidim say that Reuven knows Shimon $100, that it's much stronger that Reuven has to pay the money. Ain't a din, isn't it for sure a svara shemechayv reis a shvua? That in the case of a moedim mixas, in the case with the edim, are saying you owe half the money, that you're gonna have to swear on the other $50. So that's the kavuchaymer from an eidechot. Samora says no. I'll tell you, there's a big difference. Ma li eidechot shekein amashu meyed hu nishpa. An eidechot has the milo on what he says. That's what he has to swear. In other words, the Eidechot says to Reuven, you owe $100. So what does Reuven have to swear if he wants to get away with it? He has to swear he does not owe the $100. But on what the Eidechot says, since he made such a big doubt, he has to swear because you said it. But Tiyama B'Eidim, you Rabbi Chiya, what do you want to say? When two Eidim said you owe $50. So what do we want now you to swear? Shalma Shekofer Hunishpa. We don't want you to swear about these $50. Because what the Eidim say, for sure we believe the Eidim, you have to pay the money. What we want you to swear is on the other $50. So that you don't see the Eidechot. By Eidechot you don't see that it makes you swear on something he doesn't ask for. And Eidechot you only have to swear against exactly what the Eidechot said. But yeah, by two Eidim you want to say when the two Eidim say you owe $50. Again, Reuven says you owe him $100. And you say you owe nothing. And two Eidim say you owe $50. So you want to make him swear on the other $50 that the Eidim are not talking about. So who said that? So again, where's Reb Chiya's Kal V'Chaima? So the Gemara answers, Elo Omer Rav Papa says like this, O Asya Mi Gilgul Shvua Di Eidechot. Reb Chiya makes the Kal V'Chaima from the Pasha of Gilgul Shvua by an Eidechot. In other words, if an Eidechot says you owe $100, so luck is you have to swear. Now once you have to swear for this money that the Eidechot is saying on, if we have any other doubts, that maybe he owes you some other money, that's the side of Gilgul Shvua, we could cause you to swear on these other things also. Like Rashi says, in this chayev le shvua idei eidechot, kedi aminan. Like the eidechot says, you owe $100. Voisalov taina cheres. So Reuven complains against Shimon that you owe me $100 and I have an eidechot. Now Reuven also says, you owe me $50 from last year.
And on those $50 he doesn't have an eidechot. So really, he didn't have to swear to him. That's a clown. Now, once you have to swear to me, because I have an Eidechot on these $100, I could cause you to swear on any other taina that I have also. And the Gemara Kedush learns it out from a pasuk. There's such a yisoid of Gilgul Shvua. But I call upon him, Gilgul Shvua means like we could cause you to swear another thing, because once you have to swear to me anyway, now the second thing that I cause, that's not what the Eidechot is saying on. So you see, there's a Shvua of an Eidechot even on what he does not say. So that's the Kavuchayma. From when from the Gilgul Shvua, you see by an Eidechot, that's not strong enough to mechayiv mammon. Still, when he makes you swear on $100, you have to swear another money also. So when two Eidim say that you owe $50, since they're strong enough to be mechayiv, you have to pay that money, for sure you're going to have to pay swear on the other $50. The Gemara says no. Mal a Gilgul Shvua the Eidechot, shekein Shvua, Karera Shvua. There's a new svar over there. It's because the first Shvua is midiraisa. And Rashi says, Shekein Shvua, one Shvua causes another Shvua. That says, actually, Chayv Shvua, Elo Amash, Eid, Lem Eid, Le Chayv Shvua, Le Mashahid. That really an Eidechot only makes you swear against what he says exactly. So the Eidechot says you owe 100, you have to swear against that 100. Now, we have Shvua, Gerere Shvua. The one Shvua, once you have to swear, that Shvua has a din to it, it could cause you to swear another one. It's not the Eidechot, it's the Shvua that drags along another Shvua. But to Yom HaBi'edim HaLolu, Shechamishim Shedim, Hei Mechayvin Oysel Shalim. When these two Eidim say, yo, $50, Shine, you have to pay those $50. V'yein kan Shvua, there's no Shvua right now. Ligror al Yodah Shvua al Hashar, to cause you to cause another Shvua. You don't have another Shvua, you don't have any Shvua here to cause another one. So again, you can't learn out two Eidim from the case of a Gilgul Shvua of an Eidechot. Is the kitzur an Eidechot is mechayiv you to swear against what he says? That we don't have by two Eidim. I did a Gilgul Shvua. So Gemara is saying that's because since there's a Shvua here already, this Shvua draws along another Shvua. But by two Eidim on the $50, you don't have any Shvua, you have to pay it. So there's nothing to draw along a second Shvua. Maybe you don't have to swear, this might be a mixas.
The Gemara says, "Tiyama be Edim, the mamon ko mechayvei. Edim are mechayvei to pay money. There's no shvua. So again, where's Reb Chiya's kal v'chayma? How do we know you have to swear for this type of a moed v'mikzas?" So Gemara says on this, "Atay yipiv yachiyach." That piv shows us. The Rashi says, "Moed v'mikzas ataina." In a regular case, why say you owe me 100? And you would admit you owe me 50, so you have to swear to me on the other 50. So you see, you have to swear on what you're not saying. So that's piv yuchiach. So therefore, I learn out to wait him from piv. So Morris says, no, we slugged it up already. Like we said before, piv has a milo that two edim can go against what you admit. But two Edim could go against two Edim. So there's a din ha-chosher by two Edim, but there's no din ha-chosher by Piv. So you kill not Edim from Piv. So more says, at least Eidechot Yechiyach. That an Eidechot, even though there's a parasha of ha-chosher, that an Eid could go against another Eid, but still, you have to swear against the Eidechot. Eidechot Yechiyach, that Sheyeshnu ba-chosher, and Eidechot has a parasha of ha-chosher, another Eid could go against him, still u-mechayev ishrua. But still an Eidechot is strong enough to mechayev ishrua. So for sure, two Edim should be mechayev shvuah. So Gemara says again, no. I tell you, Mali Eidechod shekein amash meyid hu nishpa. Or like we said before, an Eidechod has a milo on the $100 that he says you owe. That's what you have to swear against because he says it. To Yoma be Edim, Mashaykin. How could you learn out from? How could you say be Edim that you want to learn out amash kofru nishpa that you want him to swear on the other $50 what the two Edim are not saying upon? So you can't learn this out from an Eidechot. To Edim say you owe 50, that you have to pay. There's no Shvua. We want you to swear on the other 50. How can we make you swear on the other 50? So this the Gemara says, Piv Yechiyach. This time alone, Piv will tell us though. Piv Yechiyach. That a Moed V'mikzas, you have to swear on the other 50. So what's the pshat? The Gemara ends off that V'chozer Adin. True, from either one by itself we can't learn out, but we'll learn out from all these three cases together. We'll learn out from Piv, from Eidechot, from Gilgal Shvuah, we'll learn out all together. Really from Piv and Eidechot. And therefore, V'chozer Adin, that Leroy Zeh K'roy Zeh, this is not like that. For Leroy Zeh K'roy Zeh, and this is not like that. So, in other words, each one has a Chum, each one has a Kula. Ha'tfarah Shabashabim, what's the common denominator here? What are they both equal upon, an Eidechot and Piv? Shayidei Tainu Kfira, that you're asking for something, and the other one is being Kofra, denying it. Hein Boyin V'nish V'nishpa. Therefore, you have to swear, and Eidechot also. I say you owe me 100, you said nothing doing, and have an Eidechot, Piv also. So you see, when there's a Toin V'nitin, when I ask you for money, and your Kofa, you disagree, you have to swear. Is Afani Yavi Eidim, therefore I'll bring Eidim also. Shayidei Taino Kfir Ein Boyim. That is also called Eidei Taino Kfir Ein Boyim. And therefore, V'nishpa, therefore you'll have to swear. So the Kitsa make this Zahad, Tzara Shabashabim, both together, Eidechot, and Piv. Rashi says, Taino Kfira, Zeh Toim V'zeh Kofa Ein Boyim Ladin. That's the complaints here. Reuben says, you owe me 100, Shimon says, I owe you nothing. So they left the Din Torah, since so, just like by an Eidechot and Piv. There's a Chiyiv Shvuah, the same thing in Edom also. When Edom come and say, you owe $50, so also a Kavu Chayma Shvuah, you're going to have to pay, swear on the other $50. So Mar still says, no, Mal Yatzara Shavashabim, Shekein Lehuch Sakafran. The Tzara Shavashabim, by Piv, and by an Eidechot, we don't know for sure you're a kofi yet. We don't know for sure you're a liar. And Rashi says, "Lehuch sakafron, amasha kofrena much sakafron." What you denied so far, we do not know for sure you're a liar, because shem alechichesh, maybe not lying. Shreidei nenemelachish alachzik kafron. Well, what happened here again? Even the case of an Eidechot, Reuven told Shimon, "You owe me $100." Shimon says, "Nothing doing. I don't owe you the money." See, even though Reuven brings an Eidechot to say to Shimon that you owe me the $100. But the Eidechot is not Nemen, Bavadai, and the Eidechot could only make a suffix by Mammon. So we still are not sure yet that Shimon's a liar. So that's why we make Shimon swear. The same thing by Piv. I say you owe me 100, and you admit you only owe me 50. Now on the other 50, we don't know for sure you're lying. We don't know for sure you're a liar yet. Therefore we make you swear. But to Yom HaBiedim, as Rashi says, but when two Eidim say to you, as you said you owe zero, and two Eidim say no, for sure you owe $50, you said you owe nothing. They need to alechamishim, and they say you owe $50. Huch sakafren. On these $50, you're a complete liar. If so, maybe v'loy neman aminu ala shvua. Then we have this svara. Since you're huch sakafren, maybe we won't believe you to swear. So maybe it's svara to say that when two edim say you owe $50, and you deny the other money, the other 50, we won't let you swear on the other 50. So you can't learn that there's a Zechiv Shvur by Eidim from the case of Tiv and Eidechot. There there's a Huchsa Kafron, here there's a case of Huchsa Kafron. Samar says, Uve Eidim, he Huchsa Kafron. No, even by Eidim. Is he really called a Huchsa Kafron? I've Omar Ravidi Baravim. Ravidi Baravim said like this. Omar Rav Chizda, name of Rav Chizda, HaKoif B'milva, if somebody is Koifer on a Milva, as I say you owe me money, I'll lend you $100, and you're Koifer, you deny it, and even though we find out that you're really a liar, still Koshali Edis. Still the locker is, we don't say you're a Huchsa Kafron, we say you're Koshali Edis. We'll soon see why. But B'fikodin, but in a case where I gave you something to watch, and I asked for it back, and you say it was stolen from you, your potter, and really you yourself have it, then Koshali Edis. Then over there, Taki Apostoliatus. So what's the difference? So Rashi says, HaKoifu b'milvom, b'in ha'kula b'in ha'miksa, so bo eidem v'yidu, achle nishpa, koshaliatus. V'leir mina gazanhu, v'ater rama toshat rosh, hey, we don't say you were Russia. The chiva the milvom etzon, because the case is like this. True, you borrowed $100. But the milvom, the money you're allowed to use, you're allowed to spend it. So therefore we say, dilma tzorach lo etziya. Maybe you had to spend the money. So right now you have no money left. This sovereign, you thought like this. Ah, the heavenly Zuzi Pranilei. Again, I'm just pushing you off. Like that I'm saying now, I don't owe you money. I don't really mean to lie that I really don't owe you. I just mean to say, listen, I have no money. I'm broke now. Leave me alone. But of course, I expect to pay you back later. So that's why if you're Kaifa Benova, you're not called a Russia. Like you're Ktas Mariheti, you don't really mean to lie. You just mean to push him off because you don't have the money right now. Bashenkin, by Pikodin. There you're holding my object. So if you're holding my object, what right do you have to say it was stolen from you when really you're holding it? And that's only because you're Russia. Therefore, Yehuch the Kafran, by if you call them, then we take a say you're Russia. So I call upon him here, we're talking about a milva. Again, that Reuven told Shimon, I lent you $100. Shimon answers back and says, he didn't lend me a penny. Now, Edom say, so we know that for sure you lent at least $50. So even though we find out now that you lied on these $50, again, you're not called a Russia. We would let you swear on the other $50. Because it's not called a complete Russia, because we say all you want to do is just to push him off. You didn't mean a complete lie. That's not called a Russia. Therefore, we would let you swear to see if you really owe the other $50 or not. So therefore, there's Makasha. So Mar says, rather, El Aporachoka, this is the Kasha I have. Mali Atarash Avashabim, Shekain Eina Beteres Hazoma. There's no Pasha of Hazoma by Eidechot or by Te. There's no Pasha of Eidim Zemimim. It's only by two Eidim. By an Eidechot, it's not Machayev Yimom, there's no Pasha of Eidis Hazoma. To Yoma B'Eidim, Ashenk, in the Pasha of Tu'edim, she yeshna b'teres hazoma. We know by Tu'edim, there's a Pasha of Eidim Zemimim. It's Shaykh Eidim Zemimim. Rosh is L'shalom K'nas, the Kasha Zomam. The Yedechot, Rosh is Ashruzim Potter, Upib Gab Yodor, Kol Shechem L'shaykh Yazoma. Ashenk, in Eidim, there's a Pasha of Eidim Zemimim. So we're into this whole Akasha, this is not Akasha. We have B'chia Teres Hazoma Leporach. B'chia, this Pasha is not Akasha. Rashi holds, "Ein lechashuv v'loy pircha." It's not called such a big pircha. Tchiv and the edechod yesh mebazama mevat ledusoi keedis shnei edim. Just means when the edechod, if another aid would come and say manu yisem, so avada the first aid would be possible. It's only we don't make the first aid pay the kenas, but our call upon him is in the pasha of aid zemim. It's like hachosha. So therefore, since it's shayach this type of hachosha bazama by an edechod, that's all nichlam is mahatzad that. That Eidechot also has a Zoma, and still Eidechot is Mechayev Yishvua. So if so, who are then Eidim would also be Mechayev Yishvua. Samar says, okay, but Elo de Komar. But what did Abchir mean to say when he said, Elo de Komar, Vitana Tuna? He wanted to bring a proof on our first Mishnah of Shnayim Lechis and Metalis. What kind of proof did he bring here? The Elo de Komar, Vitana Tuna, me dummy, what does one have to do with the other? I tell you the big difference. Hosom le milva is le sadi, le loiva les le sadi, le masak lev le midi. That over there, the malva has edim. The loiva doesn't have any edim at all. Le masak lev le midi. In other words, Reuven says that Shimon, you owe me $100. And now Reuven has two edim that Shimon owes him $50. On the other $50, Shimon doesn't have any proof at all. So maybe, maybe that's why you have to swear. To have a sagal loiva, le masik lev le midi, le borem chilash tabuye. So therefore, but let's say this loiva would also have edim, that he does not owe the other $50. So of course he would not have to swear. In other words, Reuven comes with two Eidim that Shimon owes him $50. And Shimon also has two Eidim that the other $50 he does not owe. So for sure, Shimon would not have to swear. Rabbi Chiya only says he has to swear when Reuven has two Eidim, Yomi $50. And on the second $50, we don't have any Eidim at all. That's when you have to swear. But now, what does that have to do with our Mishnah? But in our Mishnah, though, Avahocho kihechi the anan sadi b'hai anan sadi b'hai. So you can't bring any proof in our Mishnah by the shnayim merchus and betalis. You want to say since the merchus holding on to the talis, that's like a proof, like edus, that part of it belongs to you. But the same way the first one has this edus, the same way the second one has the edus also. So if so, this is not a case of like meidim mixas to bring the proof that edim could cause a case of meidim mixas. Say you have to swear. So how is Reb Chiya bringing a proof from our Mishnah? There's no proof from our Mishnah. The Kecher, our Mishnah has to be a new Yisalag, as I said before, a new Tekonat Rabbanon, why you have to swear. But not a derisive Tekalon, din of Moedib Mixas. Because just like the first one has an Edis on his side, the second one has Edis on his side. So there's no proof then. So it must sound like this. And still our Mishnah says you have to swear. So what Reb Chiya mean to say, I bring the proof from our Mishnah? From our Mishnah, there's no proof to this Yisoid that to raid them can make it into a Moedib Mixas. Mora says, true. Ela ki itma v'tana tuna. You know what we meant to say, we'll bring the proof from our Mishnah. A'idach Rebbe Chiya. On a different halacha altogether about Reb Chiya. A different halacha. True, from this first Chiddush of Reb Chiya, that Edim could make it into a Moedib Mixas, we're not bringing a proof from our Mishnah. But we're bringing a proof to a different din of Reb Chiya. We learn like this. The Yomer Rabbi Chiya said, "Monali biyodcha. If I come and the Reuven tells Shimon you have $100 of mine, V'aloi Yoim and the other one says, Ein lecha biyodi elim nunzus. I only owe you $50. Sehelech. And here is the $50. I'm giving it to you back right now. Chayif. You should know, in such a case, you have to swear on the other $50. My time. So in other words, that's still considered the case of Moedib and Mixas Hataina. So Rashi speaks out that the Chiddush is Helich. When I say Helich means here, takes the money. If, again, Reuven says you owe me $100. And Shimon says, no, I only owe you $50. And here's the $50. So the Chiddush of Chiyur is that you still have to swear on the other $50. And we do not say, like, since I paid the $50, it should be considered as if you're not even asking for these 50. So maybe we should be considered as if you're only asking me for the second 50. And on the second 50, he's a Kofra Kail. So maybe you won't have to swear. That's the Chiyuv Chiddush now. That even though the person is like giving you back the money, so like right now you have the money, you have 50. So really all you're asking for is for another 50. And on the second 50, he's a Kofra Kail. We don't look at it that way. Still we consider as if it's considered a Moedib Mixas HaTainam, and still we look as if the Tainam was for $100. And you're only admitting to $50. Therefore you have to swear. That's Reb Chiyuv Chiddush of Helich. So this the Gemara says now, on this Tana Tuna, and this we bring a proof from our Mishnah. The Tana Tuna, that the Mishnah says, Shnayim Merchus and Betalis, two people holding on to the Talis. For Yehoch in the case of our Mishnah, Kivun the Tofes, since each one is holding on to part of the Talis, Anan Sadi, we take on, like we believe like Edim. Tamai the Tofes Helichu, whatever the person is holding is like Helich. Well, Gatonian still is learned, Yishava, still you have to swear. So that's the proof of our Mishnah, that even though it's like Helich, even though you have it already, still it's considered like a Moedib Mixas HaTaina that you have to swear. So we'll soon see, L'chur Tzakasha, if we're still coming on now that the Tofis is like a good, it's a Helich, you have it, but still it's like Edom here. So L'chur Tzakasha should still be like we asked before in the first Reb Chiya. What's the Raya you have to swear from our Mishnah though? L'chur and our Mishnah, they're Edom both ways. So we'll soon see from the Gemara later. That even though here in the Mishnah also the part that you're holding is considered like you have it already, so you're not asking for that. You're only asking for the rest of the talis. Still though, since he admits though that what he's holding right belongs to him, so that's considered like a Moedib Mixas. Now the Gemara says, Rav Sheshes and Rav Sheshes says you should know Helich Potano, in the case where I ask you for $100 and you say back to me, here's 50, so you put, you don't have to swear on the second half. My time, what's the reason? Kivun di Amalei Helich, since he says, here is the money, Hani Zuzi de Komoidi de Gavayu, Kamanda Nokot Lu Malve Domi. It is as if the Malve has the money already. In other words, Bina Chamishim Ho Le Moidi. So now we consider as if the Malve has already his first $50. So really, what is the Malve asking for? Only for the second 50. On the second 50, the Kaifa Bakayo. So therefore, he doesn't have to swear. So Rosh Hashanah says, in the case of Heiluch, here is the money right now, here's the $50, that's not called Moed B'Mikzas. Hilkach Leko Hedoris Mikzas Atayna, it's not called Hedoris Mikzas Atayna. So Morris says, Rosh Hashanah, according to Rosh Hashanah, if so, Kashem Asdisam, according to Kashem HaMishnah, our Mishnah just brought a riot to Rabbi Chiyah, that it's a case of Heiluch, and still you have to swear. So Moloch Rosh Hashanah answered back, no, Mas Nisin Ta'akonas Chachomim hi. The reason why you have to swear in our Mishnah is because of the new Ta'akonas Chachomim. As we said before, Rashi says, V'loi Mishum Ha'idoyis Eidim. Look, V'achil L'yelek, we have the cash already. Eidim can't be the pshat in our Mishnah to make it into a Moed V'mikzas. Because of the Eidim, we say the Sfara, Ki Echid Yanan Tzadil Ha'i, Anan Tzadil Ha'i. Like we asked this kash before, what bechol of the rights of Rabbi Chiyah is even the second shot. But now Rosh Hashanah asks this for kasha like. The Rashi speaks out. And the Mishnah is not because of the Anan Sari, the Edim, make it into a Moed B'Mikzas. But the same way you have a Moed B'Mikzas for one, you have a Moed B'Mikzas for the second one. So why do you have to swear in our Mishnah? And what might it be to Kos HaChomim? That we'll soon see. Shloi Hekulech Ohorech B'Toka B'Talisa Shechad Eroi. That's why you have to swear in our Mishnah. So Moses says, the Ibuch, what's shown Rav Chiyah? In, Rav Chiyah also admits, Ta'akonas Chachomim hi. Avada, the reason why you have to swear in our Mishnah is because of Ta'akonas Chachomim. We don't want everybody to go and grab away somebody else's talis. Omiya, but Rav Chiyah says like this, Iyam with Bishlem and Midi Raisa, Heilich Chayiv, if in the case of Heilich, when a guy pays you up, still it's considered like a Moed B'Mikzas, that you have to swear. If so, Misakni Rabbanin Shvua, Ki Ein Di Raisa. So now with Rabbanan though, we look at the case of our Mishnah as if it's considered like a Moed B'Mikzas. Rashi says, Kleima Gabi Shua Deraisa, going by Dois Mikzas, we look at our Mishnah the same way. Ela, but, Iyamar, if you want to tell me, Midi Raisa Heilich Potter, that Midi Raisa, whenever you return the money. Right now there's no Tainer on that. So, your Potter is no Moed B'Mikzas. If so, Misakni Rabbanan Shvua Delesse Kavosi B'Diraisa. Is it possible to have a Shvua B'Dirabonin that we don't have such a Shvua like that in Diraisa? That you don't have. So that was Rav Chiyah's Raya. That's true. And now a Mishnah, maybe it can't be a Shvua B'Diraisa. Because of the reason we said before. Just like he has Eidim, the other one also has Eidim. So it's not a Shvua B'Diraisa. But our Koponim, if Heilach is Chayiv a Shvua B'Diraisa, when you don't have like two parts of Heilach, we only have it one way, So then it's good here in our Mishnah, but the Rabbanan you have to swear, even though you have the Heilich both ways. But it has to start off that Heilich is Chayiv, that's what Rav Chiyah brought away from our Mishnah. So therefore it's good. Avada Rav Chiyah Shvua is only with the Rabbanan. But the Pshat is, even with the Rabbanan, you won't have to swear only if Heilich is Chayiv. So Kofan, there's a good Raya that Heilich is Chayiv. So Rav Chiyah speaks out. According to the first Rav Chiyah, if we want to bring a right from our Mishnah that our Dois Eidim is Mechai Vishur Moed B'Mikzas, that the Gemara says you can't bring any proof at all from our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah there are Eidim both ways, so there's no Chiyah Shvua as Moed B'Mikzas. I guess the question though, so even with the Rabbanim, why should you have to swear? So Tari said that's not a Kasha. With the Rabbanim, we understand why you have to swear, because since each one is a Tofas, that's considered like he's a Moed. That's considered like he's admitting that he belongs to the other person. So forget about the Pasha of Eidis, but that midrabbon, it looks like a regular Moed B'Mikzas Atayna. Mashenkin, the second Rai is good. But if you could tell me the case of Heilich is Potter from a Shvua, so on what you're holding on to the Talis, it's like you have it already. So if we consider what you're holding on to like it's yours, so there's no Moed B'Mikzas at all in our Mishnah, so then why should you have to swear? So why should the Rabbon be Mashakin a Shvua? That the Rabbon is not Mashakin a Shvua unless it's came with the Raisa. So that's what he is right in our Mishnah, that when you're Moed B'Mikzas and you pay it up right now, like in our Mishnah, you're holding on to the talis, and the part that you're holding on to is yours, what's in your hand is yours, you're keeping it already, that's also considered like a Moed B'Mikzas. See, even though Midi Raisa, you wouldn't have to swear in our Mishnah, because there's a Moed B'Mikzas both ways, there's no Shvua Midi Raisa, but our Koponim, the Rabbonim made a Shvua Kang Midi Raisa, like in the Rabbonim, it looks as if only one way. But our Koponim, Rav Chiyah holds, that if Heilich would be Potter, there wouldn't be a Mokum to have a Chiyah Shvua in our Mishnah. The advice is Rosh Hashanah holds, I like that Rosh Hashanah holds, even though Heilich is Potter, our Mishnah has nothing to do with the Shvua Moed B'Mikzas. Our Mishnah is the new Takonim of the Rabbanin, Stam, Shlo Yehekulev, Shlo Yehekulodim Heilich, Potter, but at least Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah holds, the Mishnah Shvua is Stam Shvua Moed B'Rabbanin. This the Gemara says, Meisvei. Now we're going to bring whole Kashis, if we hold from the side of Heilich, or we don't hold from the side of Heilich. All right, we'll stop here.
Yes, we're holding now Daf Dalid Amid Beis. We just got finished learning the sugya of Heluch. So as Machlokes between Rabbi Chiya said that even in the case of Heluch, still you hachay v'shua of Moed v'miksas. And Rosh Hashanah was the one that said, no, Heluch is Pota. Now again, exactly what was Heluch? That Heluch is, if Reuven comes to Shimon and says, you owe me $100. And Shimon says, Heluch, here is $50. So it's a chiddush. Rashi, like it learns, Heluch means that lehitzeisim v'heim shalachol b'chol mokum. Rashi learns here means even by a milvah, that Shimon says, listen, I only took $50 from you, and the $50 I took from you are still around, I never used them. So therefore they belong to you wherever they are. That's where Rashi learns. The Gemara brings down, others argue and say no, that by halvor it's considered lehitzon nitna, it's not considered like it's here. And therefore, in other words, if you don't hand the money back, you like just say, wherever the money is, go and take it, that's not enough. Where can you say that only by Pikadim where the chepetz is around? But I call upon him, the svar of Heluch we said was that since the money is here being returned right now, so we look as if that's $50 and not the question. So even though Reuven asked for 100,